Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Dalad. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, the thick line Chelmoin Otha. Chelmoin Otha Mepneshu Beilea. Now the Mishnah taught that if an egg was seasoned with prohibited spices like Truma or Orla, even its yolk is prohibited because it absorbs. Tani Bar Kapoor Chelmoin Otha V'Kol Shekein Chelmoin leads him. The Baisa says from Bar Kapoor that egg yolks and certainly egg whites are prohibited. Yitzchak Rabba b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish beitzim sheshalkan umatz behen efoyach v'neisen tam. Yitzchak Rabba, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said that if a person boiled eggs and then discovered chicks inside them, since the chicks are novella, they prohibit if they give flavor. Rizera Rabbi Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Ada bar Gershon Rabbi Biraya Rabbi Levi bar Palta Zokin Echad b'shem Rabbi Shishim va'achas asurois, shishim ushtayim mutorois. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Shimon Abba quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Ada bar Gershon and Rabbi Rai and Levi bar Palta and an elder quoting Rabbi said that 61 are prohibited, 62 are permitted. It means if a novella egg became mixed with 60 eggs, they're prohibited. With 61 eggs, then they are permitted. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonason heyed Ada chavireinu lefaneinu b'shishim va'ama mi sheyovili yosim b'shishim machshe ana. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that our colleague Ada testified in front of us that if the total is 60, means there's one prohibited with 59 permitted eggs, that it's prohibited. But he said that whoever brings me more than 60, means one prohibited and 60 permitted, are all that is permitted. Amrin leShimon bar Vava Amar at Hachein v'inun Amrin Hachein Amalain Ana Madashamis v'inun Madashamin. They said to Shimon bar Vava, they said to Shimon bar Abba, do you really say that unless there are a total of 62 eggs, they're prohibited? But they, means of Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting of Yochanan, say that 61 is permitted. Shimon bar Abba replied, we merely said that what we heard, and they said what they heard. Shimon bar Abba, Amma Kaim Rabbi Chanina, Masa Balif Nei Rabbi Gamliel, Barebi Amalei Abba Loi Moiri Bar Boim V'Sheva V'Ana Moira Bar Boim V'Chamesh. Shimon bar Abba said to Rabbi Chanina that a case of such a mixture came before Rabbi Gamliel Barebi, and he said, my father didn't wish to rule that one prohibited egg containing a chick is annulled in 47, so here can I rule that when there are 45 they're permitted? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Chanina bar Masa Lifnei Rabbi V'Ama Is Taman Chamishin. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that a case once came before Rabbi, and he said, if there are 50 permitted eggs, then it's permitted. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Chanina Yerek v'aklipim v'amayim mitztarfim. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that and the vegetables, the eggshells, and the water combine to annul. Rabbi Zeira v'issa mitoicham. Rabbi Zeira says that, but when measuring the volume of the prohibited egg, only the contents are considered and not the shell. Rabbi Huna klipe issa marlin issa heta. Rabbi Huna says, and he disagrees, he says that no, the shell is considered part of the prohibition. Rabbi Zeira had other tema v'husha sholkan v'klipe hoin. Shlukois, b'shlukois, avo sholkom beitzim klufois, b'she'enum klufois, o she'enum klufois, b'klufois, shlukois, b'she'enum shlukois, srichim, shir, acher. Rabbi Zeira says that this, that I said that the shell isn't considered part of the prohibition, is when they were cooked in their shells. However, if one of the types was peeled, or only one type was cooked, a different measurement is required. Ge'ule beitzim mutarim, shoyu iber v'leyagil, beitzim she'ekrimu ho'elu asurois, muzois, anefesh, Hayafe Teuchel, Marza Bahen Dam, Koyleth Mokem Adam. The Baisa says that if one hit a hen and it prematurely laid an egg, the egg, which is known as Giule Beitzim, is permitted. The source of this phrase in the Pasuk that is in Eov in Peg Chof Aleph Pasuk Yud, his bull impregnates and does not fail, and the word fail, Yagil. This shows that the word Gil means to miscarry. Fertilized eggs in which a thin crust has formed are prohibited as novellos. Unfertilized eggs upon which the hen had sat may be eaten. If blood is found in an unfertilized egg, the blood should be removed and the rest of the egg is permitted. Rabbi Zeira Salak, the Mivkor Rabbi Chiya Brei, Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitishaya, Ashkechei Yosef, Amma, Loshonu, Ela Beloven, Chelmoin, Ela Beloven, Chelboin, Mutter. Rabbi Zeira went to visit Rabbi Chiya, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitishaya. Rabbi Zeira found him sitting and saying that blood in an unfertilized egg is prohibited only if found on the yolk, but on the white, with the albumen, then it's permitted. Hu sava duhu gabe min avasei Asa Yavor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Chelboin ben Chelboin Asa. They were thought that Rabbi Chiya had learned this from his father. However, Rabbi Yavor came and said from Rabbi Yochanan that whether the blood is found in the white or the yolk, it's prohibited. Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol Chelboin Asa Chelboin Mutter. The Baisa says from Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol that if blood is found on the yolk, it's prohibited; on the white, it's permitted. Rabbi Zera says that when is it prohibited on the yolk? When it's found on the sperm of the yolk, and then a prohibition applies even if found on the sperm of the white from where the chick is formed. We have a question from Mishnah in Maseches Megvois. The Mishnah here taught that the pickling or stewing water of trimmer produce is prohibited to non-Kohanim. The following disqualify a mikveh as 3 log of drawn water and cannot be used to complete the 40 sa'ah. Water, whether it's tar or tame, pickling or stewing water, and unfermented temed, which is a mixture of water and grape dregs. And here in our Mishnah, the pickling and stewing waters are viewed as part of the fruit itself. But here, mikvayos is viewed as water. And Rav Mana, kan b'kashin, kan b'rachin, kan b'ichel, kan b'mashke. Rav Mana answered that our Mishnah is discussing when olives were pickled before they were soft, so they are viewed as the fruit itself. The Mishnah there is when they were already soft, so they are viewed as liquids. And Rav Yosi Rav Ibrun, afilu teim kan b'kan b'kashim, kan b'kan b'rachim, noisnim tamim b'truma, bein noisnim tamim b'mikvah. Rav Yosi Rav Ibrun said that they could even both be hard or both be soft. For truma, even if a liquid gives flavor, it's prohibited. But for mikveh, giving flavor is not significant, but rather whether or not they are actually liquids. Had Melach, Perech, Batzal.